Living on an island can be isolating, especially after the tourists leave for the season and winter moves in. For children, who number in the handful in many island schools, it's a constant struggle to find friends of the same age. But on the islands of Monhegan, Cliff, Frenchboro, Islaho, and the Cranberry Islands, one- and two-room schools are using technology and other strategies to connect with each other on a regular basis. And as Susan Sharon reports, that's bridging more than just a geographical gap.
We'll be all set once we get it a little farther shore.
It takes an hour by ferry to reach Monhegan Island, about 10 miles off the coast of Maine. Stepping off the boat is like walking into a life-sized painting. Around every corner is another scenic view. Long a haven for artists, the heavily forested island is also popular with birders and home to about 50 year-round residents, many of whom are lobstermen. But the heart of Monhegan, the heart of every island, is the little one-room school.
Listen up! We are the Outer Islands TLC, and we're made up of six different islands, one-room schoolhouses just like here on Monhegan, and we have a talent show for you guys tonight.
Jesse Campbell is the coordinator of the Outer Islands TLC, the Teaching and Learning Collaborative. It's a project started several years ago by island teachers to provide peer support to each other and to their elementary school-age kids. Campbell herself was a teacher on Monhegan for 5 years. When she started, she had just two kids.
You always get nervous when your population gets low, but you just know that that's part of the deal and it will come and go. And things like this make you have hope, you know, keep the hope alive that it's going to, the population will rise again.
To combat the loneliness, the Outer Island schools get together for a multi-day field trip in a different location. This year, Monhegan played host to 30 children in grades K through 8, along with their teachers and parents.
All right, my crew, come with me.
In addition to the talent show, the students held an inter-island council meeting, did some painting, made pretzels, and went on a scavenger hunt.
Have you seen an invasive vine that grows as high as a spruce tree?
I know, we've got to keep our eyes peeled for that.
Three vehicles used on Monhegan.
Truck, golf cart, and Kubota.
Yes.
A Kubota is a cross between a truck and a golf cart, good for navigating the narrow, unpaved roads on Monhegan.
My name's Matty Thompson. I've been out here for 24 years.
So 25 years, what brought you out here?
To go lobstering.
Thompson and his wife have a 6-year-old son, Brownell, who is one of just 7 children at the Monhegan School.
He's like the mayor out here. Everybody loves him. He's got all kinds of friends. He's got his summer friends, his winter friends. He's got boats to play in and skiffs and traps and anchors and everything little kids love to play with. He's living the quintessential little kid dream, I think.
But for all the advantages that come with playing outside and having a small supportive community, there are challenges for island kids, especially older kids who live far away enough from the mainland that they can't interact with their peers every day, at least not in the typical way.
Our children cannot take a normal dance class or a karate class. There's a lot of things that our children miss out on being on an island.
Carrie Alley of Islesford has 3 kids, including a daughter who's a freshman at MDI High School on the mainland. She catches a 6:30 ferry every morning and comes home again at 5 o'clock.
The two things that she was interested in, drama club and a photography club, they don't even start their thing until 5 o'clock.
Allie says eventually her daughter may decide to live with a family on the mainland so that she can get a more traditional high school experience. Either way, Allie says inter-island events through the TLC have helped her children build social skills. Not only do they get together in person several times a year, but their classrooms are connected through video conferencing and computer. They do book groups, and, says teacher Audrey Noether, once a month, they even hold a virtual dance or social.
The kids come up with some kind of a theme, like, you know, whatever they have to wear. And then we dance together. So, you know, they put together their playlist and we dance.
Noether has been a teacher at the Ashley Bryan School on Little Cranberry Island for the past 3 years. She can remember reaching an important benchmark not too long ago, having enough kids to play an actual kickball game at school.
And that came with a whole bunch of they're cheating, they're not playing fair. And then from that, we learned how to play together as a team and a group and how to problem solve that way, which they didn't have.
Noether says it's been easier for her to help struggling students who she might not normally connect with in a larger school. In this kind of setting where all eyes are upon you, it's not so easy to hide, and you have to work things out. The school is now up to a whopping 17 students in grades K through 8. The more the merrier, as far as fourth grader Samson Gaither is concerned.
I'd probably prefer a bigger school, but that's my opinion. I just think it'll be funner because there's more kids and people,
Gaither says he understands why some kids might be lonely living out here. But that, he says, is why inter-island field trips and events are so special.
Okay, TLC, it's almost time to go, so make sure to say goodbyes to Monhegan and thank yous. Also, give me a hug before you get on that boat.
As the kids say goodbye and their ferry starts to leave the dock, Jesse Campbell and two other teachers give them a traditional Monhegan send-off. They fling themselves off the pier into the frigid water below. Legend has it that if someone jumps into the water for you when you leave, you'll be coming back. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.